Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning card on Wednesday for Coda Capper Kyle. He delivers a 3-1 day. Plus, you guys hit the Twitter vote to make it a 4-1 day. So let's recap the winning card for you. He had three road teams on the card. Guess what? They all won for him. He had Richmond minus the 5 at St. Louis. Easy winner. We cashed 2 units on that one. That was the Twitter vote, so thank you for the votes and thank you for the winner. He had Belmont plus the 1.5 at Murray State. Another easy winner. I should take notes. Easy winners. I never get to say that. He had Virginia plus the 2.5 at Boston College. They get the job done. That one was a nail biter. His lone loser on the card, wouldn't you know, his only home team on the card. It was Western Kentucky plus the 1.5 against Louisiana Tech. The Hilltoppers were in it until the end. It was a good competitive basketball game, but Louisiana Tech ends up winning by 6. So he goes 3-0 on road teams on Wednesday. My card today has 4 home teams, so this should be interesting. But let's start with the trivia question before we get to my card. Who was the last Pac-12 team to win the NCAA championship? And what year did it happen? Yes, Bill Walton always calls the Pac-12 the Conference of Champions. So let's see, when is the last time a Pac-12 team won the NCAA tournament? With that said, let's get to my card here for Thursday. And we start in the Pac-12. It's Washington minus the 2.5 against UCLA. So the Huskies are 15-13 on the season. They're 7-10 in the Pac-12. Just 4-4 at home, though, in conference games. They do have wins this year over Gonzaga, Xavier, and Utah. Those are their best wins. Washington ranks 5th on offense, 9th on defense in the Pac-12. So nothing great, but nothing terrible. They lost at Arizona on Saturday by 16. They lost to UCLA in the first meeting by 12. The Bruins, on the other hand, enter off of back-to-back losses at home, heartbreaking fashion to Utah. Then they lost their crosstown rival, USC, last weekend. UCLA sits 14-13 on the season, 9-7 in the Pac-12, entering the final stretch of the schedule. The Bruins have an excellent defense, ranking number 2 in the conference, but they are offensively challenged, ranking number 12. Washington ranks 60th in the KenPom numbers. The Bruins are 0-4 on the road at top 100 teams this season. I'm hoping that trend continues tonight. I'm going to back the home team here. Give me the Huskies of Washington, minus the 2.5 at home over UCLA. Next up on the card, we go to the WAC. It's Seattle, minus the 6 against UT Arlington. So I enjoy watching the Red Hawks of Seattle. They're 18-10 on the season, 11-6 in the conference, 4 consecutive wins. The resume includes a pair of top 100 wins this season over Grand Canyon and Louisiana Tech. Plus, they also beat number 103 UC San Diego this season. In conference, only Tarleton upset them at home. Their last 3 conference wins at home have been by 24, 20, and 23. They have 9 double-digit home wins on the season. Scoring ranks 4th in the conference. Their defense, top-notch, ranking number 1 in the WAC. UT Arlington is playing some good basketball as well. They're 15-13 overall. They're 10-7 in conference play. They've won 3 consecutive basketball games, and they already have 3 road wins this season in conference. Their best win of the year? Well, they beat Seattle back on January the 13th by 5. The Mavericks rank 3rd on offense, 4th on defense, so they're a good balanced team. But in this one, you have the home court to Seattle. It's the final home game of the season. Always adds a little juice to the flavor, I believe. It's a revenge spot, so yeah, I'll lay the 6. Give me the Red Hawks of Seattle, minus the 6 at home over UT Arlington. Next up on the card, we go to Conference USA. It's Jacksonville State, minus the 3.5 against UTEP. So the Gamecocks of Jacksonville State finally hit my card tonight. They're 14-14 overall. They're 6-7 in conference play. They're winners of two straight. They lost at UTEP earlier this year, 79-71. At home, they're 4-2 in conference. All four wins have been by seven or more, so that's a good thing. The Gamecocks are mid-pack on both ends of the floor. Nothing special, but nothing terrible. Meanwhile, the Miners of UTEP started the season 5-0 with wins over Cal and UC Santa Barbara. I watched them. They looked impressive. I thought good things were ahead. But now, they're just 13-15 of the season. They're 4-9 of the conference, having lost four consecutive games. They're winless on the road this season, 0-9. They'll be motivated to try to end that. UTEP is actually solid on defense, ranking second, but they struggle in offense, ranking eighth. This one is for Jesse in Kentucky. He knows Ray Harper, the head coach of the Gamecocks, so I'm going to back the home team in a revenge spot tonight. Give me Jacksonville State, minus the 3.5, at home over UTEP. Then my final college basketball game on the card is in the Summit League. It's St. Thomas, minus 7.5 against Nebraska Omaha. So the Tommies are happy to be back home after losing on the road to North Dakota State and South Dakota State last week. No worries, those are two of the top three teams in the league. St. Thomas has been good at home this season. They're 10-2 with seven double-digit victories. They rank number two on offense, and I do expect points in this game. They rank number four on defense. The last game of the regular season for the Mavericks of Nebraska-Omaha. They're 7-8 in the league. They're 2-5 on the road in conference action with four of the five losses by seven or less. So that does give me pause. They've played good, tight, competitive games. They've backdoored a few teams because they can hit the triple late in the game to make it interesting. The Mavericks won the first meeting, 69-65, in a much lower scoring game than I would have expected. Tonight, I expect the script to completely flip. I expect a lot of points, and I expect the Tommies to pull away and win this one by double digits. So give me St. Thomas, minus the 7.5, at home over Nebraska Omaha. Next up on the card, we go to the coin flips, and we start in the NBA. I selected the Atlanta Hawks at the Brooklyn Nets, total of 227. Heads it is. I'm on the over 227 between the Hawks and the Nets. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the Arizona Coyotes at the Toronto Maple Leafs. Total of 6.5 here. Heads it is again. I'm on the over 6.5 between the Coyotes and the Maple Leafs. And now your trivia question answer. What team last won a national championship for the Pac-12? We turn back the clock to 1997. With Arizona defeating Kentucky in overtime. I'll never forget that Final Four. Minnesota was in it. They lost in the semifinals to Kentucky. And then on the night of the national championship game, my father actually had open-heart surgery. So I was all worried about him while watching college basketball. Very interesting dynamic there. The Wildcats were a 4 seed that year. Lute Olson was the coach. He was born and raised in the state of North Dakota. He played Division III basketball at Augsburg College in Minnesota, and he first coached at Menomon High School, this home of the Shooting Star Casino that claimed most of my money in my early years, between 18 and 20 anyway. And Miles Simon was the most valuable player on that team. So there's some fun facts from that 1997 national championship for Arizona. So let's recap my card for Thursday. Can I continue the momentum of Coda Camper Kyle? We'll find out. I'm on Washington, minus the 2.5 against UCLA. I'm on Seattle, minus the 6 against UT Arlington. I'm on Jacksonville State, minus the 3.5 against UTEP. I'm on St. Thomas, the Tommies, minus the 7.5 against Nebraska Omaha. My coin flips in the NBA, I'm on the Hawks and the Nets over the 227. NHL, I'm on the Coyotes and the Maple Leafs over the 6.5. So that's my card for Thursday. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.